A boxer who's done prison time for rape and been disciplined by his sport for biting a chunk out of a competitor's ear can have trouble finding a city that wants him to visit. That's been Mike Tyson's experience. He'll challenge heavyweight champ Lennox Lewis tomorrow night in Memphis. Better-known boxing cities, such as Las Vegas, turn the fight away because of Tyson's erratic behavior. Memphis officials hope the Lewis-Tyson fight will demonstrate their city is a good place to stage big sporting events. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
If Memphis Mayor Willie Harrington gets his way, the city will soon be just as well known for its boxing bouts as it is for Elvis, the Blues, and barbecue.
If we can pull this fight off, so if it's a great fight, people entertain. People come here to have great experiences. Maybe Memphis can become a major venue for professional fights.
Harrington, himself a former Golden Gloves boxer, is the biggest booster for what's being billed as the Rumble on the River. Heavyweight champ Lennox Lewis will defend his title against boxing's boogeyman Mike Tyson Saturday night at the Memphis Pyramid. Harrington expects it to be one of the highest grossing events in the history of boxing. It could generate more than $50 million for the Memphis economy. That's why most of the city's political and business leaders have rallied behind the fight. With one major exception, First Tennessee Bank, which turned down investors seeking a $12.5 million letter of credit. Senior Vice President Terry Lee says backing the fight could damage the bank's reputation.
The fact that Tyson was involved and anything could happen. I mean, we just didn't know. We just felt like it was not the best thing to do to connect the name of our bank, First Tennessee, with this fight.
Tyson has been true to form, sprinkling his pre-fight comments with expletives and even telling a female reporter that his policy is to only give interviews to women if they have sex with him. That episode prompted his public relations firm to quit just weeks before the fight. Mayor Harrington acknowledges dealing with Tyson is a risk, but rejects critics who say Memphis should have turned the fight away. Harrington says he doesn't condone Tyson's behavior, but that's not the point.
This fight to me is not about Mike Tyson. This fight is about a sporting event of which Mike Tyson is one participant. This fight is bigger than Mike Tyson.
But ironically, without Mike Tyson, Memphis would not have even had a shot at the fight. Kevin Kane is president of the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Obviously, if it wouldn't have been for some of Mike Tyson's personal problems, that a city the size of Memphis probably would never have been able to compete.
What also helped Memphis was the lure of a major casino market just 30 minutes from downtown in Tunica, Mississippi. Kane considers the fight a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Memphis to get international media exposure and for tourists to get a taste of the city's sex appeal. Here on famous Beale Street, businesses have been gearing up for the big event. Club 152 has been holding weekly ring girl competitions to choose the women who will signal the change of each round at the fight. More than 40 women parade in swimsuits before a standing room only crowd.
All right, back to the contest. This is Nidra. This is number 21. Here she comes, ladies and gentlemen. Nidra, number 21. Now holler, clap your hands.
Bar patrons are enthusiastic about the fight coming to their hometown. And Club 152 manager Jeff Goss, who goes by Goose, calls it the biggest thing to ever hit the city.
I think it's going to be huge for Memphis. Memphis has never seen anything like the Tyson fight.
Goose says the fight has already been a great business boost for his nightclub, bringing out record weeknight crowds for the Ring Girl contest.
I think it's a great thing that Memphis showed the gumption to bring the fight when others wouldn't. I mean, it's a great thing for the state and a great thing for the city and a great thing for Beale Street.
Memphis, the nation's 18th largest media market, has long struggled to join the ranks of big league cities. It recently promised a new arena to get an NBA franchise, in addition to its minor league baseball and hockey teams. But everyone isn't so optimistic that the boxing match moves the city to the next level. On the other side of this Bible Belt town, the fight is drawing fire.
There was a man who said, "What does it profit you if you gain the whole world and forfeit or lose your soul?" And I worry about the soul of Memphis. How is it with your soul, Memphis?
The Reverend Joe Donahue of Germantown Presbyterian Church has publicly denounced the city's decision from the pulpit of his suburban church.
They think big-time sports puts Memphis on the map as a city. And this is true to some degree, but this is not big-time sports. What we got here is a criminal festival is all it is.
Hosting the fight won't come free. Figures aren't available, but Memphis is making a large investment to be ready for the fight. Security alone is a huge expense, and so far ticket sales haven't been as robust as expected. The question is it worth it? Some citizens think the city is stooping too low just to prove itself. Steve Morrison is eating lunch at Topps Barbecue in Midtown Memphis.
I said, if Las Vegas turned them down, I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, that's like Sodom and Gomorrah turning you down, as far as I'm concerned. So what does that say about Memphis, that we've got lower standards than Las Vegas?
Morrison doesn't buy the argument that Memphis needs the international exposure the fight will bring.
We've already got Elvis. What else do we need? We don't need Mike Tyson.
Indeed, Memphis will see far more tourists later this summer on the 25th anniversary of Elvis's death. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Memphis.